Ayes 91, noes 34.
The bill is passed. Mr. Morelli.
Advocates cheered as the New York State Assembly approved a medical marijuana bill that would permit patients to possess small amounts of the drug to treat approved medical conditions. The legislation would also set up licensed dispensaries to grow and sell the drug to sick people. Assemblyman Kevin Cahill of the Hudson Valley voted with the majority of Democrats in the chamber. He says the measure would give law-abiding citizens the chance to access needed medicine.
This is the group I'm most concerned with, Mr. Speaker. Those people who will not even entertain the notion of the illegal use of marijuana just because it is illegal, not because it is not efficacious, not because it is not a good idea, not because it doesn't have a history of doing good things for patients who need it, but just because it's illegal.
The measure even won some converts among Republican lawmakers. Assemblyman Steve Katz, who voted against the bill in the past, was stopped by police for allegedly possessing pot. The charges were later dropped. Since then, Katz, a veterinarian, has become an advocate for legalizing marijuana altogether. He's even invested in some marijuana businesses operating in states where the drug is legal.
Over the past year, I've gone above and beyond to explore the beneficial aspects of medicinal cannabis and the surrounding industry. I have spoken to lawmakers in Colorado and Washington and explored their facilities and regulatory processes. And I see no reason why New York cannot exceed these achievements, let alone be as successful as these states are in this emerging industry.
Opponents say allowing medical marijuana would increase illicit use of the drug and increase its appeal to children. Assemblywoman Addie Russell of Watertown was one of the few Democrats to vote against the measure. She says she worries about the federal laws that continue to consider marijuana of any kind illegal.
I have a real concern about putting caregivers in a very difficult position.
Russell's district is adjacent to Canada, and she says it's common for her constituents to cross the border and be subject to police searches. She says the consequences of possessing marijuana could result in very serious criminal charges against them.
And when a dog alerts on your vehicle, they're going to pull you over and you're going to be thoroughly questioned and detained for at least a minimum amount of time, if not a protracted amount of time.
A similar measure is moving slowly through the state Senate. It's sponsored by a member of the ruling coalition, Independent Democratic Conference member Senator Diane Savino, and has recently gained the support of Maverick GOP Senator Mark Grisanti. Senator Savino has said repeatedly that the votes are there for passage if the measure comes to the floor. Meanwhile, Governor Cuomo has offered a plan to allow marijuana to be dispensed at some hospitals in the state as a pilot program for a limited number of ailments. But Cuomo's health department is still seeking permission from the federal government to begin. A spokesman says the talks are ongoing. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.